The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's time to get down to business with $30 a month business internet. WOW Business offers 99.9% network reliability so that you can keep your business moving. $30 a month gets you 30 megabytes per second with 24/7 US-based support, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Lock in our lowest priced offer for the support you need. Go to switchtowellbusiness.com. Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement subject to change. Prices do not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
You're in the madhouse now.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing 1, 2, 3. And we're ready to go. Once Bonnie sits down at her mic, once she sits down at her mic, we'll be ready to go. She's in the kitchen. I could see her because our dining room's right next to the kitchen. Now she's sitting down with a brand new cup of coffee. How many is that for today? How many coffees did you have today?
I don't know. It's my third one.
Third?
But I never finish.
You don't finish those protein drinks either. I see them lying around. I mean, if you're going to drink protein drinks, the whole idea is to get the right amount of daily protein in your diet.
Go fuck
so if
yourself.
You don't drink the
Just
whole...
Just go fuck yourself. I don't feel like dealing with your...
What?
Bullshit about my leftover... Come on, pick it up. Do something else.
Well, I'm just saying, you leave them around. You leave them around. Don't you waste not, want not. That's what they say. Do you know in some countries they don't even have protein drinks? Do you know that? Does that ever enter your mind when you're not finishing your protein drink? Coffees, I could see, because coffee. You know what?
I do it too. I drink them too slow, and they cool off too much.
They cool off, or they warm up.
The coffees.
Oh. And you leave those around, too. And
sometimes when I find a protein drink, I'll just finish it right there.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll talk up a little. But, you know...
I don't have an issue with, like, food going bad the way you do.
Oh, yeah, because yesterday you left a bagel and cream cheese in the car for 8 hours. 8 hours in the car. Mm-hmm. Took it home. And put it in the refrigerator like, hey. And then you ate it this morning, right?
Yep.
You could get sick from that.
Yeah, well, I don't.
The day's not over yet. The day's not over. 8 hours. You're lucky it wasn't the hot summer. And it was still a little cool out. That's probably what is keeping you alive right now. That the fact that it was... Because if that was July or August...
Maybe I'm killing myself. Maybe that's what I'm doing. I'm committing suicide by eating bad cream cheese.
Well... If it was late July or August and that sat in the car for 8 hours, I would,
But you know, I mean...
What?
Didn't you ever go to college? You know, you just eat stuff that's laying around.
Nobody no, I didn't go sick. To college. I quit high school.
Oh, sorry.
You mean...
Yeah, when you were a drug addict, you never ate stuff that was just sitting around?
No, I did coke. You didn't have an appetite.
Oh, well.
You can't anymore? Any more questions about eating?
I mean, you know, you go to a party and the food's just sitting out there. You know, the dip is just sitting out there for hours and hours.
Yeah, but I get to parties early, so I get the food early. And
you
I
have
eat
a
it.
Weird thing with parties and getting there early. It's embarrassing.
It's not embarrassing.
We've been the first people at parties so many times. It's embarrassing. One time we went to a barbecue where the guy hadn't taken a shower yet. He was like,
Yeah, but we came from New Jersey to Long Island. I thought there'd be traffic. I didn't know there was...
I know, but you always take the start time as though that's the time you show up, knock, knock, knock. But that's not. Everybody waits at least a half hour, at the very least.
I was planning on traffic going to that party, and there was no traffic.
When Rick had his party, I told you, I think an hour later than it actually was.
No, I got the invitation.
Remember when we got there, though? The party was already in full swing?
Yeah.
Didn't you wonder why?
Yeah, because it took us a while to get there. I don't know. It doesn't matter. I mean, people, you know, when I'm invited to a party, I don't know about you, but when people invite me, they want me there early because they'd like to spend time with me. They want to get as much time because they know I can't show up to every party or... You know, and they go, well,
we've been at the Caroline's holiday party, like, first, like...
What's that? No, we haven't. We've never been there first. Yeah. No. So yesterday, we went to Otto's memorial, which was put together very nice. James had a lot to do with putting it together. I guess him and Otto's wife. I didn't know they were married. Do you think they were they really married or did they just live together?
I don't know. I mean, is it really that important? They introduced her as his wife.
They had.
So I don't know if you need to go on an investigative tangent right now.
Okay. And they put together a memorial. There was many comics here, many comics and family and.
Look, there was a certain kind of comic there.
What
right?
do you mean a certain kind of comic?
There was
like five different generations of comics, like I said. When
but
I
they
got
were
a-
all like a New Jersey style comedian. They all had a very, they all had like something similar. It was hard to explain.
Yeah, it was mostly New Jersey comics.
Yeah.
I mean, Bill McCarty and Hiram aren't New Jersey comics.
A lot of those guys, I'd heard their names like so many times. It was the first time I'd seen them.
Mulrooney, Vic DiBattista, Triola. They're not New Jersey comics. They're from, you know, they're like Brooklyn, Long Island guys in Brooklyn, Staten Island.
Yeah.
I read on Facebook, you know, people went up and said stuff, you know, Norton and... Just
everybody. Pretty much almost everybody that was there that was
went
a comedian.
Up and, yeah. A comedian and family members. And what did Novick say that was inappropriate? I read on Facebook. Thank you. Someone goes, thank you, Norton, for... I mean, Novick, not Norton. Novick. Did he say pussy or something?
Yeah, he was... But he was retelling a story that Otto had done. So I guess he needed to say pussy in it.
Oh, that's what was inappropriate?
Yeah, but yeah. I don't think it was inappropriate. I mean, it's like, it's Otto's funeral. Like,
well, there was little kids there.
So what? First of all, there was really just two little kids there.
Uh-huh.
And one of them was ours, which we didn't care about. I mean, we don't care about her. That's what I'm trying to say. No, I mean, she was playing with...
Florentine's kid.
Yeah. And they weren't paying attention. And then there was another little girl who was 11. What's the difference between saying pussy and saying fuck at that point? There's a lot of people saying fuck and shit and
I don't,
whatever.
Florentine wasn't going to go on, but he decided, I guess, after Jameson that he feels obligated. Florentine has to, you know, he won't go on unless Jameson.
It was funny because Jameson went on and then he went on right after. I was like, oh, he. It's like Pavlovian. He couldn't not go up at that point.
But it was what he said was great. He read a text, which was really cool.
Yeah.
Norton, you know. You know, they all went up.
Almost everybody said something good. Like, it was touching. It was funny. It was touching. It was sad. It was very sad.
Yeah, it was sad. There were so many pictures and articles and stuff of Otto. And it doesn't sink in that people that, like, you don't, it's like somebody, like, say you don't see Otto for like 2 years.
Right.
If someone says he passes away, it's hard to sink in because you haven't seen him for two. You know what I mean? It doesn't sink in that somebody like that passed away. And I, you know, it's weird. It's just weird. I'm glad they did that memorial, you know, because it...
It like helps you process.
It helps people, yeah, process. Like, there was a lot of people I thought that should have been there that weren't there. You know, some of the club owners, maybe... I don't know. I mean, there was a lot of, don't get me wrong, there was a lot of comics and stuff, but I think maybe a lot of people also didn't know about it, where it was.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a lot of people.
I mean, it wasn't open to the public or anything.
No, but
like,
I mean,
it wasn't comics. Like, oh, it wasn't like, hey, everybody. It was like kind of invite only because James was asking, like, are you for sure coming? We're trying to get a head count and stuff like
oh,
that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, it was open bar and it was like somebody paid for all that, so... I mean, if somebody wasn't there that you thought should have been there, it might have been that they weren't invited.
Yeah, but he... I think it was...
Might have been. I'm just speculating. I don't know.
Oh, it was open bar. So, yeah, they had to pay. That had to cost a lot of money for all that stuff.
Yeah, well, they didn't have a service, so I guess they paid for...
What do you mean they didn't have... Oh, that's true.
You know.
And plus, the food, they had a big, you know, a big
buffet.
They
had them cremated and...
Sprinkled it at Coney Island.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm gonna do. Get sprinkled at.
Are you saying this for real? Because now,
yes, I want to.
She said that he said it at a funeral of somebody else's. And he said, "Oh, I want to be scattered." And then they did it. But if he was just kind of kidding around or all something, right. He got scattered because he said it. Like when you're talking about your death, you gotta just say what you mean because.
All right, here's what
people
I
don't know what to do, so they'll just be like, "Oh, I remember one time he was like." Bury me head down with my feet in the air. Then that's what happens. You got buried.
Right, I want to be cremated. Which
do you really want to be cremated?
Yes, listen to me.
I'm listening. I'm just. I'm not allowed to have any follow ups.
Yeah.
Are you going to do a soliloquy right now? Go ahead.
What's a soliloquy?
Are you going to do a rant?
Oh no! I thought you wanted me to take a side view of me. So. Oh, that's a silhouette. I was joking. I knew that. That was a joke. Not a good one.
No. Mm-mm.
What I want.
What do you want? Because.
Now, let me go over a couple of things.
Really what's going to happen.
So you know this and people know.
Okay.
Because I'm older.
It's, yeah. Recording.
You know, I'm older. So.
Well, you're not old enough to die. I mean, people do die at every age, but I mean, you're not like...
Well,
we just saw a thing on 60 Minutes last night about people living...
Yeah, 90.
Into their 90s.
Yeah, but those people do exactly... I do the opposite of everything they do. You know. You see what I'm saying?
You exercise.
Yeah, but I don't drink wine like they said to drink wine.
Socialize.
I take vitamins. They said that doesn't help.
Well, I mean, it's whatever makes you feel good. They're just saying it doesn't help in longevity.
What else? Stress.
They said, do you play games? That was a big thing. And, you know, you got to keep your mind active. You do that, I guess.
Okay.
It's going to be hard to tell if you're slipping into dementia, though. You know what I mean?
Who?
You. Because you're, you know, you say stuff that's not normal as it is.
Well, can I give you my request?
Like when you say, oh, soliloquy, you know, draw me from the side.
A silhouette.
Right. But, I mean, is that dementia or is that you doing a joke or?
It's doing a bad joke.
Sometimes it's just you getting the word wrong. Like it's going to be, that's going to be my mind game. That'll keep me young is trying to figure out if you're slipping into dementia or not.
Okay. Here's what I'm saying. When I pass away.
A real brain teaser.
First of all, when I pass away,
mm-hmm.
I want.
We don't say things like pass away. We use real words like die. When you croak, you don't try to.
Can I give my some of my
no.
Some of
not until I say what I want to say.
Go ahead, say what you want to say.
I'm rich.
Come okay, on. Go ahead. Say what you want to say. You don't have to go rich. We know you're talking to me. Go ahead.
You know what's funny is that Otto, when they were showing clips of him on the radio, was like...
On the radio? They were showing clips on the radio?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you mean clips of him when he was on the radio?
Yeah. I think that's pretty much what I said.
Go ahead.
That he was still...
Had his dummy with him?
George was... Yeah, like he could have just been doing both voices, but he fully went... You know what I mean?
Yes.
Okay.
So this is what I would like. One, if there's some memorial, I want it open because I want to do good numbers. Okay.
So invite everyone.
Well, mainly comics that are my friends, but
well, if you get cremated, you could probably afford a little more.
Well, here's what's going to happen.
Okay.
I want people there.
Uh huh.
Like
in the day, right, or at night?
In the day, on. You know, do it on a
in
Sunday.
In New York or in New Jersey? Make them travel, right?
No, do it in, I don't know. That's a tough one.
Okay.
I want you to do the lineup or Norton both to do the lineup of who.
Speaks at what point?
Yeah. Or you, who, I think.
Well, I'm going to definitely speak first.
No, Norton hosts it. You close it.
Oh.
You got to close it.
Oh.
Right? No one can follow the widow.
Well, they did yesterday.
Well, she opened it.
Yeah.
You know, and I want my daughters to speak. I don't have my daughters follow anybody that's killing, you know.
No, I'll like...
You know, I want, you know... don't let my ex-wife speak if she comes. There's no reason, right, for her to go up.
No.
Right?
Yeah, she'll just have like a smile planted on her face and stuff.
So will you?
No, yeah. I won't.
Yes, you will.
I'm a good actor.
Okay, so that's the memorial.
Okay. So
wait.
How many people are going to speak at this thing?
I don't know. Get my closest.
Like, if you're going to do this and talk about your funeral right now or your memorial, whatever, let's pick it up. Let's.
Okay, I want.
Not like we're not sitting here. You're not laying on your bed like fantasizing about who's going to come to your funeral. Which, if I know you, you spend a lot of the time at Otto's thinking about your own event and how it would be. Okay.
No, I
so you already know. You've already done this little fantasy thing. That's probably why you didn't want to speak, because you were too busy, like, oh, I'm going to have it at the thin.
No. I thought about it at Patrice's.
Oh, okay. Well, go. Let's
you know, I want my good friends to speak. I want my good friends to speak. You know, find some people. Gullah come in from L.A. and Norton and, you know, Florentine, Bobby, Colin, Keith, you know. Not a lot of blacks, comics. No, mix it up.
Come
get some.
On.
Now, okay, that's the memorial. Now, I want people, you know, at the funeral, my body to be there, of course. Buried in golf clothes. I want to be in golf clothes. I don't want a suit. I want some good golf clothes and comfortable sneakers or shoes. I want a putter in my coffin. A putter, not a iron or a driver, a putter. Okay, and that's at the funeral. And then when you're done, just, you know, fucking cremate me.
Fucking cremate you?
And then sprinkle my ashes at Neshannock Valley Golf Course. Neshannock Valley, yes. But...
You know I'm really going to have to do this? I'm going to... Like...
Yeah, Neshannock Valley Golf Course. Now, if I go into a coma, I want you to know this. Not a coma, like, you know, when you're in the hospital and you... Make sure they're giving me my anxiety medicine, because if I can't talk and I'm having an anxiety attack on the inside, that'd be fucked up. You know what I mean? So that's that. Two, my golf clubs, don't just throw them out. They're worth money. I got good golf clubs. Get somebody that knows clubs.
eBay?
No, just whatever. Find somebody that knows clubs. At least, okay, I have good suits in the closet. My safety deposit box in the bank has the will and all that stuff that I have to update it, you know, because I'll either have less money or more money, right? But it's all in percentages. You know, I did a will on, that website.
Yeah.
You know what website I'm talking about?
Yeah, but I can't remember the name of it, but yeah.
You know that.
LegalZoom or something?
Yeah, LegalZoom. I had to have witnesses sign it and shit.
Okay, great. Moving on. Yes.
So, you know, my suits, my clothing. Like, I got sneakers up in my closet.
How do I get to your safety deposit box?
You go to the bank.
I go, he died. Can I? No one, people can just go in and get your safety deposit box?
The wife can, I'm pretty sure.
All right.
You know, I mean, I'll show you the key. You got to have a key, you know. And then, you know, make sure both of my Rolexes are
If you
found.
Feel yourself dying.
Yeah.
Are you going to go try to hide all your gay porn and stuff or throw it out?
What if I find it? What? There's no gay porn. That's all in my head. Now, here's the other thing. Like, I got a pair of sneakers in the closet. Nike Air Jordans. I haven't even worn them.
What if you were like up in heaven and you looked down and you saw them just sitting at the like dumpster?
My Air Jordans?
Yeah. Would you lose your mind?
Yeah. First of all, that's crazy because they're worth like $500 on eBay. But I'll probably wear them by then. But my clothing, I got good clothing. Give it, don't just throw
I'll
the
bury
shit
you
out.
In them. How about now, that? I'll bury thing. You in your Air Jordans.
Now, here's the main thing.
Is that what you want?
No. Here's
oh,
the
yeah, you're getting cremated.
Here's the main thing. All the photo albums and videos in the trunk and everything, and all the comedy stuff and all that shit of me, the shirts downstairs, give them to my kids. I want them to have, you know, save some of like those comedy, you know, like me at the Oscar one and Aspen and some of that, you know, to go because, you know, to like if there's like a comedy hall of fame, they're going to want stuff on me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because there's no way if they ever had a Comedy Hall of Fame, I wouldn't get into the fucking Comedy Hall of Fame. I thought about that the other night. How would I, you know what I mean? Can you imagine who they're going to vote for if there was a Comedy Hall of Fame?
Well, you'd have to kind of die now.
Why? Now?
So you can become a legend.
No, I fucking done enough to be in a, if there's a Comedy Hall of Fame, I have done way and above 95% of comics in the, and so have you. I'm not saying you haven't. I'm just talking about me now. So, I, you know, and I also want you to contact Comedy Central. I want a retrospective.
Okay.
A retrospect or whatever they
you
call
it.
You
want to know after a posthumous no? Is that what you're looking for?
Like, no. But when you go over my career, you can't just say, well, he did it. I've done, you know what I mean? And this is what you got
to
talk about.
At the memorial, I got to like do like no, a timeline
just,
of what...
No, I mean, just, well, if I know I'm going to die, if it's one of those things, I'll make a video to play at the thing, you know.
I'm already making it. Don't worry. No. I already started your funeral video.
I'll make a video. And these are the things, but just don't throw anything out. Make sure my kids get all my stuff, you know, and Raina save a lot for her. And I gotta, here's another thing, because you'll fucking screw this up.
Uh-oh.
In the trunk, I have a stamp collection. So by then, like, I got stamps from way back. So in another...
How is this possible?
What? My stamps?
I don't know about your stamps.
I can go get the collection right now. I got.
Oh my god! So you don't mean in the trunk of your car? You mean in the trunk? Okay.
The trunk. Yeah, I keep my stamp collection.
I thought you meant
in
the trunk of your car.
Because you never know when you're gonna break out and maybe hit.
Like there's like a.
Maybe you'll meet a hot girl that go, look, I'd fuck you if you had a stamp collection.
You want to look at my stamp collection?
So, I want you. You know what I mean? Just don't throw anything out.
All right.
And don't let my sister take control of everything.
I won't.
All right.
Sounds like a real pain in the ass, by the way.
There's a lot of stuff. Like,
this don't go into a coma. That's
no.
Bullshit.
You could pull the plug. I'm giving you permission. If it looks bad.
What if you just start talking, but I've already like decided? I'm like, sorry.
No.
Like, Rich, stop picking your nose. It's so disgusting.
I'm not. I'm scratching it.
Well, you're scratching really deeply. It's gross.
The itch is that far up. I couldn't believe it. So you pull the plug. Everybody, you got the permission to, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's too much of that shit. You know, I don't want people coming in and seeing me drool.
Well, now you're worried about it.
Just make sure my kids get a lot of stuff, all my memorabilia.
They can take everything.
Well,
take
it's
it
not,
all.
You don't want to keep anything?
Well, I mean, what do you want from me? I don't know what the right amount is, so give them to your kids.
You know, take all the videos, the CDs, audios, make something. Make something. Make
oh, now work. I got to like also try to, I got to try to, after you're dead, maintain my career, but also your career after you're dead. That's nice.
Well, they're going to want a movie on me.
So. No, they're not.
Oh, yeah, they will.
Oh, my God.
Are you kidding me?
This is a lot of pressure.
Well, you don't have to do it all at once. It's not supposed to be done in a week. You know, the house is almost paid for. Just don't, you know, just fucking get up and, you know. I mean, by then we'll have different cars, but who knows what. But the house, by then, you know, the house right now, if you sold it, there's still a lot of profit in it. Especially if the market goes back up. So, you know, it'd be fucked up if today I got a car accident and died. That'd be kind of fucked up, wouldn't it?
Mm. You are annoying.
So, and...
Like, I can't believe, like, how much you... Like, you're... I've never met anyone... And look, I like arrogant people. I guess what it is arrogance is one thing, but, like, this... overwhelming, like, look at you. You finished talking about your funeral. You just got on your phone.
No,
like,
I got to email E-Rock to, not to use what I tell him. I'm listening to everything you say.
You know, it's just you're just so into yourself. It's
no,
and it's weird because you're like, I mean, it's I guess it's and not only that, are you emailing someone?
I'm texting him.
Whatever you're doing. You didn't even turn your phone off, so you can hear that click, 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 click.
I thought it was off. I'm not talking. You asked me. First of all, I'm not talking about myself.
You just did a fucking rant about what you wanted for your funeral, and then you got on your phone. And click, 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 click. I'm listening to everything. Click, 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 click.
But what I'm saying,
and we all know you can't do two things at once.
Oh,
so
really? I can't.
You're not a good.
I'm a multitasker. If anybody is, I am. If anybody
maybe if
is.
It included like
packing
and picking your nose. Yeah.
Packing. Who packs better than me?
But again, like, doesn't it get exhausting to constantly be like patting yourself on the back?
No, you're just saying
being amazed by yourself.
No, but
and
when you're
acting like you're so great. I mean, you obviously don't think that. You have an emptiness inside.
No,
that's like,
first of all, when you say I can't do something, I'm going to stick up and say I can do something. I'm not going to sit here and let you beat
okay, but
me
and
down.
Then if I say you can do something, you say that you can't. So
that's not true.
You're just, well, you do two things. If I say you're good at crowd work, You'll either be like, well, I'm not that good. Or you'll be like, I'm great at crowd work. You'll over...
I'm done with doing crowd work. It's boring. It's boring. You do it now a lot. And that's good. You do it. I pass the torch. I'm more about material. My next CD that's coming out, I took all the crowd work out of it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you talking about yourself again? Okay, good. Good. Let's talk about your CD.
No, but you're the one who said, tell us about what you want when you die. I tell you.
I know, I know, but then...
You can't ask for something.
Okay, fine. Let me just explain something. And before you misunderstand, because I know you're so literal, I'm not asking you right now to ask me about my funeral, because I don't feel like talking about it. But a normal human being might go through their funeral, and then instead of getting on the phone to do a little bit of, you know, light secretarial work, ask the other person, what about you?
That's a good point.
What do you want? But you don't ask any questions about people unless it is directly in line with something for yourself.
Kind of. And I have apologize.
You don't care to know anything about anybody.
That's not true.
Unless, like, you will ask other comedians about themselves, but really it's to find out who books that, where are you working. It's to glean information for yourself.
Knowledge.
There's very little curiosity.
No, that's not true with
going
my friend.
On. No, really? It's true.
Yes.
And in fact, you've been working on this movie for a couple of days, and I said, anything go on? No, no, no. And then you gave me two stories that were just very narrow in their...
Don't rip that.
I'm not ripping it. The you gave zero.
Well, there wasn't
zero. You gave no information outside of exactly the line that you pitched and how great it was.
A couple
in
lines.
The scene.
There was a couple.
Okay,
lines.
Yeah, you gave me a couple of stories like that. I'm saying, but there was no.
Well,
like,
that's what's going on there.
There was most no other. People would view the entire thing as an interesting event. Maybe give a little background on it. There's famous, like, you couldn't even tell a story about famous people that were there. Like, you only told two stories. There was nobody else even talking in those
stories.
I told
you a story that I talked about with Rosario. I told you a story, you know, when she ran up and hugged me. We haven't seen each other in a while. And then I told you another story.
I think that's, we're answering our own, right?
No.
You see it. Right?
No, I don't see it. I told you stories. It's, you know, there's, you know, I worked on the movie set last summer, so I gave you all the stories then. There's no re-stories.
There's no re-stories?
Yeah.
There's no... they acted exactly as they did before.
I talked to you about what the producer, I said to the producer, and what the producer said about us. So you don't listen. The problem is you don't listen.
That's absolutely not true. My point is this, is that everybody is focused on themselves to a large degree.
In this business.
I am yet to meet anyone who doesn't, like I think Norton is focused on himself a lot, but he goes out of his way to make it seem like he's not. Do you know what I mean? Like, either he really is interested in other people and he's asking them questions, or he's good at hiding. He's like, I better ask a few questions or I'm going to seem like I'm really
into myself.
But you've completely cut out that last part of, like, I am just interested in myself.
No, I'm not.
I don't care. Like, even in this podcast, as in many, many podcasts.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Yeah, hold on. This might be important.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? Hello?
Hi, this is
Tanya
from Selective Richard.
Yes.
How are you?
Good. How's it going? Can I call you back, or is this, is there any,
yeah, you can call me back.
I think the number came up.
Okay.
Is it good news? Good news, bad news?
It's regarding the thing, someone's complaint that was filed. One of the allegations is not covered. It's gross negligence, and I'm sending you a coverage letter regarding that piece of it. But do you need to talk to me about it later, or is it the bad time or something?
I can call you in like 20 minutes. Or you can call me in 20 minutes.
It's 6:09.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Exciting stuff, everybody.
Yes. Go ahead. And, okay. All right. Thank you. Bye.
I just want to, like...
That was the insurance company.
I know, but I just want to point out something, that the exact same information would have been relayed if you had just let it go to voicemail. The exact same thing would have happened.
You think so?
She would have told on the email or on the voicemail, please call me back, exactly as you said, let me call you back. Do you understand that? You didn't need to take the call.
I did. Because I knew who it was from. And now I have major anxiety.
Okay.
All right, so where were we at? And I was going to ask you about your funeral, but you said you didn't want to talk about it right before I talked about mine.
You've not asked me one single question during this podcast. As in, I would say 90% of the podcasts, I did go to a pretty big event Thursday night.
I didn't get to that yet.
Oh.
I was going to get to
it.
I always ask you about your events. Yes.
After you're done rambling on about your stuff, you will ask me something about my event and then get on the phone, look away. There's no follow-up. But you know what I realized? My mother is like this. My mother does no follow-up questions. She does. She may ask you how are things going, and if you talk to her about it, she'll just go, and she won't do any follow-up questions. Uh-huh. And that's... I might have married my mother, as it were.
I think
my mother is very self-involved too, but in a different way. She's...
Well, I don't think you.
She's more like, it's like not all good. It's like, oh, I'm not this, I'm not that, so that you'll sit around going like, you are, you're amazing.
Here's the problem.
What?
You can't talk about your family anymore in this podcast. You're losing.
My mother would never listen.
They would relay the message.
Nobody's
There's
listening.
There's a lot of rats up in Canada.
I said not a bad thing. I didn't say anything bad about my mother.
Don't
I just
backtrack.
Said.
You're scared now.
I think she's amazing. No, I mean.
What did you did? You went to a big event on, what night was that? Thursday. Last Thursday. Was it already last Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
And the event Bonnie went to, which was a really big event, was somebody's birthday party, and leading up to the event and even after the event, she thought she was at somebody else's
birthday
party.
No, during the event, I figured it out. Look, I don't know how come I thought, because it was Gloria Steinem's 80th birthday party, I kept saying it was Gloria Vanderbilt's party, and I even looked it up, and I was like, Gloria Vanderbilt is in her 90s. And I was like, well, somebody's lying about their age. And then I kept in my head thinking it was Gloria Steinem's, and I kept reminding myself, no, that I don't know why you keep thinking it's Gloria Steinem's. It's Gloria Vanderbilt's.
No, it was Gloria Steinem.
It was Gloria Steinem's. But I think it was because it was on Vanderbilt Drive. Like, that's how I got mixed up.
That's where the party was?
Mm-hmm.
On the east side of Central Park?
It was on...
Where's Vanderbilt Drive?
There was a Vanderbilt Drive on like 42nd Street and between Park and Lex or something.
Oh. And who was there? Who was at the party?
I don't know. It was like, you know, really rich. It's very feministy, mostly women. Phil Donahue was there. Olivia Wilde was there. I don't know. People that are right. I thought Anthony Bourdain was there. I saw him across the room.
Look, somebody's eyes just lit up.
And I, no, but I like made a beeline for him.
Yeah, of course.
Well, because I had to say hi, like, hey, you know, I mean. And then it wasn't him. So I like literally walked up to a guy and was like, hi. And then was like, just walked away. He was like, hi. And I just like kept going.
Well, you got to have more of these amazing stories.
This was really great.
You got to have more of these. What
okay.
else?
Okay.
Who else?
Oh. Maybe I'll shut down now.
Oh, no,
hand it back.
Wait,
hand the baton back to Mr.
Well, no, I'm sorry. When I tell a story like that, you go, move it on, pick it up, and I just say,
that was short. I didn't have 87 details prior. Well,
no, I'm just saying maybe there's some more amazing stories. Like, do you like
Amy Schumer? These are the performers. Chelsea Handler. Gabby Sidibe or whatever her name is, you know, Precious.
What did she do?
They did personal essays. They all did personal essays. You know, about like how, you know, had to like some bent on feminism.
You mean Amy didn't do stand-up?
No.
And Chelsea didn't do stand-up?
No.
That's ridiculous.
Although Chelsea, I'm pretty sure, wrote her personal essay on the plane. Because it was like, I don't know how to explain it. Scrambled.
Well, she had to go up early too.
She went up first.
During dinner, right?
No. Nobody went up during dinner. It was a long event. And then there was other like, you know, the like, executive, you know, editor of Ms. Magazine or something. I don't know, all these like different.
Went up. It's all bullshit, the woman's lib. It's all fucking bullshit.
Richard.
It's bullshit. It's just
just dealing with like, it's not like when you get mad at feminism, you get mad, as do I, about privileged white women in this country complaining about equality. Yes.
That's not what I get mad
But
at.
Actually, that's not what they're doing. Like they, like even when they did the auction, you know how usually they do an auction. It's like a boat cruise around Manhattan, and somebody will pay like $25,000 for that because the money actually goes to a better cause. It's like it wasn't like that. They literally were buying, like the woman beside me.
They were buying slaves.
She bought health care for 25 women, like, or whatever.
She
paid, like, she handed $10,000 over.
You can't get health care for 25 people for
whatever. I don't know what it was, because I wasn't paying attention. Yeah. I just shut down. And then they sent around, like, envelopes where everyone could just put in whatever they wanted.
No,
and
I
didn't
get
put
it.
In. I didn't put one thing in. Because when I'm at an event like that, too, my brain is like, don't get sucked in. Don't get sucked in. Like, I always think it's all a cult. Everything's a cult. Like, when I'm always, like, working against it, like, making fun of it in my head. But really, it's like, they're doing amazing things.
Yeah,
they're helping
course.
Women who don't, you know, there's, like,
helping women.
In the garment industry, there was, like, a, like, this woman that was there that talked about, like, all the women in the garment industry that, you know, they don't have somebody supporting them or looking out for them, or, you know, they don't have, like, what do you call it?
Union.
Yeah, like union representatives and stuff. So, like, sometimes the whatever place they work will just shut down and they'll be owed, like, you know, 3 to 6 weeks worth of work, and there's nobody there to help them. You know, they just got to move on.
That's good stuff. That's good stuff. But I still mainly think they're just an offspring of a political party.
I think
politics a lot of times overrules their women issues. I think political issues trumps women issues for them. And if it's not their political choice, they won't stand behind. And it's been documented throughout, you know, the last 15, 20 years that they will not stand
up. This wasn't now. This wasn't National Organization of Women. This was Gloria Steinem's birthday party.
Yeah, well, Gloria Steinem was basically the founder of women's.
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah. She was like the main person when it came to women's.
Betty Friedan and stuff.
I don't know.
There was women before her.
Before Gloria Steinem? Yes, she was like the. No, she was like the.
She went mainstream because she's beautiful and she's charming and she was like a different, you know. She was a good person to front the cause.
Listen, I believe in any cause that helps.
And the other weird
underprivileged or anybody that's getting screwed over, I believe in it, but I don't believe that there should be motives behind it. It should just be to help these fucking people, not to help yourself help them. You know what I'm saying?
No.
You don't?
I don't.
You know.
Help yourself help them.
No, I mean not help you. You know, if it's going towards what you're. You know, it's like lobbyists. They're going to lobby for whatever they want to get done because it's going to help for who they're lobbying for. Now, if it's going to help them in the long run, they're going to get, you know, whatever. Hey, let's help these women here. If there's politics involved, there shouldn't be politics involved. It should just be about women. Unless it's in other countries or politically women are being, you know, held down or, you know, what happens to them in other countries. Yeah, then you get involved, but not when it's just left or right.
Well, at some point, obviously, women not that long ago had to fight for a lot of equality. Okay, so don't act like this is the thing.
And that was good, and they were fighting. That's what they were fighting for.
Right, and if you think that fight is done, it's not.
But everybody has a fight. Everybody.
I agree
does.
With you, and I agree, and I also think, like, you know, pick your battles and all that kind of stuff. But yeah. But I think that you're myopic in how you're viewing this because you're looking at the people that you know, and you're saying, like, oh, my sister is successful and wealthy, and my wife has it good.
I see women all over that.
But there are single women
with three kids
and then
right.
It's like, you know, I mean, the truth of the matter is that there's a biological component to women that makes it so that we can never have the exact same opportunities as men just because of the way that the world is, just because of the way that it is.
And there's certain things men can't have that women have. You know, that's
like what?
That's how it is. Kids, children.
Well, men can have children. Of course they can.
No, physically you can't.
Oh, so that's, you really?
Yeah. There's a closer bond for a woman and her child than a man.
Oh
what?
My God.
What? Can't continue.
No,
that's where you're gonna rest your like, hey man, I mean, look, we want to have kids, no, but no, we just can't. I would love to. I would love to be sick for 8 months look and then have it come out my a hole in my bottom. Who wouldn't want that? Who wouldn't want to?
Men can't use their looks like women to manipulate things.
Well, it's a very double-edged sword. And first of all, men can.
No.
Maybe not to the extent that women can, but of course they can.
No, women
can. And also,
women are much better
manipulators. Wouldn't it be better to not be judged on your looks? I mean, wouldn't...
Yeah.
Yeah, like, don't you think that's a lucky thing for men? That looks don't mix everything up?
No, because it does. It hurts men. If an overweight guy or a bald guy or... He's not going to have the opportunities.
Of course he is. He's going to have many more opportunities. Look, if you look on television and you look at the way that go ahead and Sunday morning, go and look at who's on television, okay?
Sunday morning.
Or whatever. There are men on television that are horrendous looking. And if the women looked like that, people would run screaming from their televisions.
I can name millions of them that look like that. You can't go by television.
Who?
I'm not going to say bad names of people and say
there's
not.
No. I mean, it's the number of women who are not physically attractive on television is so minuscule as compared to men.
I'll give you examples of.
I'm just saying, like,
Keri Russell on The Americans.
She's gorgeous. What are you talking about?
The two blondes on Game of Thrones. Okay.
I don't understand. They're gorgeous.
No.
Oh my God! You're so. Are you kidding me?
Who else?
Are you kidding me right now? You're using Keri Russell as an example of someone who's not in the upper echelons of attractiveness. That's how crazy men
are. You're so fucking dumb.
Oh,
I was just kidding. I gave three hot girls. Do you think I'm serious?
Oh, my God. But it's like, no. But look, you're kidding and you're not kidding.
I'm not. Of course I'm kidding.
Because
the two blondes in Game of Thrones are ugly. No. Keri Russell is the best looking person on television.
Okay. Thank you.
Better than anybody.
I don't know about that.
In the whole world.
All right. Enough.
Ever. Stop. Anywhere you go. Better than the models on Project Runway.
The other thing that
they're
was
not
weird
even that
about
good.
This event was that they kept commenting on how good Gloria Steinem looked.
Yeah, what should that matter?
It's a weird thing for a feminist organization to constantly be like, and look, if that's what 80 looks like, I want to be 80, and 80's the new 40, and it's like, it's sort
no,
of
80's
like,
the new 80.
Like, they're playing into their own...
What you're not supposed to be... judged on.
Yes, I mean, it's just a funny little
organizations thing. Any organization, Jewish ones, women ones, black, they're all, I mean, they're all hypocritical to different extents. They're all, you know, I mean, fucking charities, this and that, you know, you just got to find the good in them and what makes them good and go with that.
Well,
instead of you know, concentrating on their...
Thank you, Mr. Platitudes.
They're negative.
Judy Gold did the auction. She was hilarious. So funny. And she was sitting next to Caroline, who... our table was like over $1,000 a plate. And Caroline from Caroline, you know, Caroline Hirsch, had paid for our table, you know. And, Judy Gold was sitting next to her, and then Caroline would tell a story, and Judy Gold would say, like... Oh, great story. How entertaining. Stuff. It was so funny because you're not used to anyone saying anything negative to Caroline.
Was Caroline laughing?
Yeah. But then, you know, Amy Schumer went up and did her personal essay and, you know, it was like touching and, you know, people were, I don't know if they were really crying. They were pretend crying or maybe really crying about it.
Why? How tough was her life?
This is the thing. Gabrielle Sidibe, or what, I don't know if that's how you say her name. She her speech was, you know, about her
in school and not having any friends and blah, blah, blah. She goes, it wasn't because I was fat and it wasn't because I was black and it wasn't because I had weird hair. It's because I was an asshole. And it was like funny, but like you really were crying at the end and stuff. And
why?
Because just, you know, it was like, whatever. I don't know. Just the way she told the story. And then Amy had to, you know, sort of follow that. So I think she was like a little nervous, but hers was about, I guess you can read it online. Hers was about like sleeping with some guy who didn't want to sleep with her, and how she was like, how she could be kind of reduced to that college freshman still to this day. Like she'll be like, oh, I'm like, I'm good, I'm, you know, attractive, I'm strong, I'm this or whatever. And then she said, like, then, like, a morning DJ guy will be like, hey, you gained some weight, Amy, you know, and she'll be reduced back to that, like, not good enough kind of thing. So anyway, she was wearing, like, a really tight dress, like, with, I don't know, like, she had something underneath that was keeping it all together in there because she was sitting so straight, like, whatever. So when she was on doing her thing, she said it. And then I turned to the table when she was done. Everyone gave her a standing ovation. And I go, now she could only get rid of those Spanx. And it was like the worst thing ever said. People were not, no one laughed. It was like, oh, bot. Like the, in the poorest taste ever that I said that. I almost like had to leave. Like I felt so bad.
Why? It's a
like,
joke.
I know, but everyone was like, I can't even explain the looks. Like, why would you say that?
Even Judy Gold.
Even Judy Gold, who had been like laughing at her inappropriate jokes all night, was just like, not the right time, not the right thing to say. It was all like,
well, but Amy doesn't look bad. Amy looks good.
No, that's the other thing is that Amy's talking about that, and she's like
she does. Amy,
she was like practically perfection, you know.
Amy looks good. She would be under good looking comic list. Not bad looking comics.
Of course.
So what the hell is she worried about? Everybody's all fucked up in their head.
It's not. Well, that's, it's, it, what it is I think that, like, look, I don't really, I mean, I have, like, I don't want to be disgustingly ugly, but I'm not close, so it doesn't bother me as much. But I think, like, for some people, it's like, when, especially when you get famous, you're judged on it as a woman all the time.
Well, I mean, Amy, I think, you know, Amy looks like, good and she has a great career, but in my female comedian fantasy comedy league, I traded Amy Schumer for Chelsea Peretti, Ali Wong, and three future draft choices.
Wow, so, that's a, really Amy. So Amy's still tipping the scales there. I don't know. I mean weight wise.
No, I mean Amy's power. Got power that I had to get. You know, she was worth five people in my trade. You know. She was worth five people.
Wow.
Two of them already are on TV and three future drafts.
Chelsea Peretti's.
She's on fire.
She's grabbing at that ring.
And Ali Wong is on some TV show. So I had to trade Amy for those two and three future draft choices. So, you know what I mean? So she's doing all right. She's doing all right and she looks pretty good. So there you have it. Want to name comics that don't look good?
No.
Want to name comics that look good? Female comics?
No. I think it's gross. It's exactly...
What? Where do you think you fall? You fall under the hot comic.
It's, first of all, it's all so disgusting. When people list female comics who are funny, it's gross. I don't think you should list female comics that are funny. You know, I hate it. I hate the lists.
Why? Because it takes so long to make them?
No, because it's always like people are left out and shut up. And it's just...
Funny is only your own dumb opinion. Anybody that makes those lists, it's their dumb fucking opinions. There's no...
Right,
you know,
right.
They just had 15 top comics and half of them weren't even comics. They were fucking sketch groups or this or that, you know. Whenever they have 10 top comics, they should just have 11 because Louis C.K. automatically is going to be in. So he's going to be number one. So, you know, they should just have Louis plus 10 top comics, you know, and Chris Rock is always going to be in. But he's not always in, which is ridiculous. You know, all that top shit is bullshit. It's bullshit. That's what I say. You know.
But like the hottest girl con, it's like so gross.
Yeah. Well, but girls do that to themselves.
They
by
do.
Having
I agree.
Shows.
Well, like that's what I was thinking.
And all their
like,
album
Amy's
covers.
Amy's on stage talking about this, and I get it. I feel for her and all that stuff, and it was a really great speech, and it was touching. But then she has a picture of herself at the Cellar, naked on stage, covered. You know, by the each bit is covered somehow by the mic stand. But it's like, well, why? Like you're now.
But that was a photo shoot she was doing for something.
Yeah, but even still, it's like, why would you do that photo shoot? I don't get it. I don't get, like, well, there's so many female comics that they put themselves naked on their
But she did that before. No, here's the thing. She did that before she was hot. She did that before she was hot in the business. Now, what gets me are comics that are hot in the business then do that kind of stuff. She wouldn't do that now.
Because I don't know what it is. It's exploiting yourself in this way. Like, but they all put themselves naked on the cover of their albums because they claim that they will sell more albums that way. But it's like, well, then you're selling out for yourself. Like, I mean, and then they'll complain. This is the kind of feminism that drives me fucking bonkers, is that then they'll claim that like they don't get taken as seriously as men or they're not given the same. It's like, well, I mean, I just think it's fucking ridiculous to say, like, I'm a real comic. Well, my number one thing that I do best is comedy, but I'm going to put myself naked on the cover of my album. Well, and not in a funny way. In a, like, actually, like, I'm trying to compete with Pam Anderson.
Well, but there goes my argument before I said girls can manipulate their looks where guys can't, because you won't see guys do that on an album.
No, but you would see a guy do it, but it's funny. No. It would be funny just because that's a funny thing for a guy to do.
If he was a fat hemoglobin, he might do it as a joke, but you wouldn't see, like, a good-looking, like me or Gary Goldman or Russ Meneve, you know.
The
like,
good-looking guys yeah, that like would, you would list?
Yeah.
If there was a list of good-looking guy comics and you weren't on it, would you be pissed?
I don't know. I'd be pissed if I wasn't
You'd
on the funny.
You'd be disappointed.
No, I wouldn't, because I know I'm fucking all right, but I would be pissed off at when I don't get on funny lists that I don't even care about those lists. Like if they did a funny comic list from comics from Hillsborough, New Jersey, and I didn't get on it, I'd be pissed about that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, or comics.
Funny comics married to Bonnie McFarlane.
If I didn't get, or comics, you know what I mean, who have to call... Their insurance company after this.
All right,
let's wrap
go.
This shit up. This week I'm in Myrtle Beach, May 20th. Do not forget, tickets are on sale. They're going to sell out fast for the My Wife Hates Me live podcast at the Village Underground, May 20th. Jim Norton, marriage counselor.
I'll be wearing a pantsuit.
So get your tickets now. They're going to go fast. May 20th, this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Comedy Cabana, Myrtle Beach. Just one more note.
I'll be at the Boston Comedy Festival.
Bonnie's at the Boston Comedy Festival this weekend. I want to thank, and not that I have to thank, but it was nice that everybody got up and spoke yesterday at Otto's Memorial. And there you have it. Thank you for listening. You stink. And go to Amazon. Do that shit. You know what it is.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.